Tracking the Barclay Marathons on Twitter is what my friend is doing right now. He's bent over, wearing a hat, or rather, what do you call this things? It's not a hat, is it? It's a
form of a beanie tonight.
It's like a skull cap of some sort, but I know he does have hair under there. But the key thing is he has a beard, which distinguishes him. That means that he's almost certainly an ultra runner, since a lot of the ultra runners seem to me to be bearded. Now that doesn't mean that the woman who is, I've learnt this morning, on her last loop, which I suppose we should call her last marathon, she does not have a beard. Roger Overall, there's no obligation on you to reveal who you put money on. Are you now up to speed?
I've got the information I need in front of me.
I just want one bit of information before I practically hand this recording over to you. Could you please tell me, of the total number of people who set out on the first marathon, called the first loop, we might as well get used to these language, tell me how many, please, started and how many are left?
That's another table. Okay, so what I should explain here is this information is not given. This information is not given out. This information is not presented by the race organisers in any form or shape. This information is sleuthed together by detectives online. And I kid you not, there were people who analysed the photographs from the campsite, which is the start and finish point of each loop, to pull out clues as to who might be running, how many runners might be running, because not every runner themselves even announces that they're running. John Kelly did. John Kelly is a veteran of the Barclay Marathons. He actually put up what I consider the most generous way of announcing that he was entering this year, by explaining in as much detail as he could and was allowed to, and based on his own experience, how you get into the Barclay Marathons, which is again quite a secretive process. And he was probably only really revealing a couple of the steps.
Don't you have to write an essay?
You do. You do have to write an essay. You have to write an essay.
Can the essay be as long as you like?
Yes, as far as I gather, the essay can be as long as you like. At the moment, I'm in my head compiling the essay for a man called Russ Cook, who is running the length of Africa, is running 65 kilometres a day, has been doing this run for the past year, because there's a little bit of interest in him entering the Barclay Marathons. I think his essay should be, "I ran the length of Africa." That should be. Anyway, who have we got? So what's happening at the moment? So you asked how many people started. I would say fewer than 40 this year. And we know this because of a couple of fabulous people who do this detective work and create tables, and you can follow along. And this is very useful information because you get an idea of who's in the race, who started loop one, who completed loop one, who completed loop two, etc., etc. Now, as the race continues, people drop like flies. It's a very difficult race to even do one loop is magnificent. Sorry, I forgot the question. You asked how many people started. I'd say fewer than 40. How many people are left? Okay, that bit is a little bit hazy for me because there are two categories of people. No, sorry, there aren't. There are two categories of people at a certain point. Those who are doing a fun run, who are not going to be allowed to continue five loops because they're over the time limit.
Can we have, tea and coffee, please? Yeah.
It's great to be able to say the usual, isn't it?
Really. We're in Cafe Beva in Glanmire, and that's the background noise.
You have a time limit to do three loops. That is actually longer than the cut-off time for the third loop to continue on to five loops, if that makes any sense. But the time limit for for three loops, the fun run, as it's called, but believe you me, it is not a fun run. this is a very sarcastic race. That was 40 hours. This year we had somebody come in. Oh, what a story, what a drama. They came in off the first loop, and this is a serious competitor now, a serious runner. And he came in and he was gutted to find out that he'd lost a page. Armand, please.
Oh, almonds this morning, not oats. Carry on. Sorry, Roger. Yeah.
Got it. But I will have to put up with it, Paul, because I'm in the mindset of fortitude.
Why was the guy gutted?
Well,
why?
He just completed the first loop, and he was missing a page. As they were counting out pages, he had 12, not 13. You have to collect 13 pages from 13 individual books on the course to prove that you've done the course. And that was it. His race was over. He was convinced, I think, by other people, go out. You might find your missing page. Now, finding a missing page in Frozen Head State Park of a book that you've dropped somewhere...
This is Tennessee, by the way.
Tennessee. Is, you've got needle in a haystack. Forget the haystack. This is needle in the solar system kind of work. Anyway, astonishingly, magnificently, as he ran back, he encountered runners coming towards him. And he started asking them, would you happen to have picked up a loose page? And one of them said, yes. Gave Guillaume his page. Guillaume is back into camp. Now, he's lost about 3 hours. His chances of doing 5 loops are now really in the balance. Actually, I'd say at this point they're gone. But he continues on. He pulls a 3-loop fun run out of the hat with, I think, less than 5 minutes to spare. In the middle of last night, he pulled it out of the hat. He came in, fewer than 5 minutes left to complete the fun run, starting from the base of having lost a huge amount of time trying to find a missing page.
If anybody does 3 loops, that is called a fun run. Is that correct? Okay, carry on, please.
And I think tradition. The tradition, because I told you it was a sarcastic, spiteful race. Tradition has it, if you complete your fun run and you dare venture out on the 4th loop and you come back, you have forfeited your fun run. You have not completed a fun run, you have failed to complete 4 loops. Anyway, this is my understanding, don't take this as gospel. Would not surprise me. So, where are we at the moment? Where are we at the moment? We have got...
Right now, you mean at basically 9 o'clock?
Ten past nine on the Friday
morning.
Yes. We have got, as far as I know, let me just quickly check here. Yeah, we've got 5 people out on loop 5.
Isn't that many more than have...
It's a record.
That was what I was going to say. It's a record.
Yeah. The weather has been exceptionally kind. Now, there was a race in 2018 where the weather was brutal. And in fact, I think the whole race, everybody got washed off the mountain and chased off the mountain after 2 loops. including, I think that was the year Owen Kelly, or Ian Kelly.
Not John Kelly.
Keith. Thank you for correcting me. Owen Keith, or Ian Keith, a local Cork man, he participated. I think he got injured and had to be... but he did, you know, he continued and he got back down. Anyway, that was a horrendous weather year. And Amelia Boone, who most people won't know, but she's a bit of a legend in the ultra-sport world.
She?
Yeah, she participated that year. And she was the great hope, because here was a woman of magnitude who possibly had a chance. Now, we got all a bit too excited because I think it was her first time as well, and it's very hard to complete the Barclay first time round. No woman has ever completed Barclay, but she too, and she was on that particular one. And
of course, I'm on tenterhooks I don't want to spoil the story, but you know.
Well, we'll get to what's happening at the moment.
Thank you. I don't want
because
to say
there,
anything.
There are multiple stories that I need to go through, because your question was, how many people are left? Well, we'll get to the stories of the people who are left. So Amelia Boone, ultra athlete of renown, participated in, I think it was 2018. Everybody got blasted off the mountain in a horrendous thunderstorm, lightning storm, rainstorm, cold weather, mist, the full gamut of what can happen on there during the Barclay. And she tweeted a very funny tweet today, a couple of days ago, along the lines of just how the people who've done Barclay under harsh conditions are feeling about the people who are out there now in quite benign conditions for Frozen Head State Park. Now, don't get me wrong, The course is very difficult. It's been made more difficult. It's a horrendous course. You wouldn't believe how difficult.
But the weather may be a bit like looking out of the cafe, a bit like it is in Cork today.
Yeah, a bit like that. Exactly. And I think, look, the weather, well, let's not get into weather and changes in weather. So where are we at the moment? We have got five runners out. Among these runners we have, as we said, mentioned John Kelly. Now, John Kelly is a local Tennessee boy. He grew up around Frozen Head State Park. He is currently, I would say, one of the absolute legends of the sport. He does the difficult races. He has done, I won't list the races because they won't mean much to most people, but he's done exceptionally difficult races. If you've heard of Marathon de Sable, which is the run throughout the Sahara Desert in 5 days, I'm talking about races beyond that. Thousands of people have completed Marathon de Sable. I don't want to disrespect their achievement, but there are races above that and beyond that that would, Barclay being one of them. Anyway, John Kelly has done some magnificent things. He is out on his fifth loop. Now, he has already completed Barclay twice. And
the only person in history, would I be correct, to have completely...
Totally, completely not.
Completed it twice, yeah.
No, completely not. Totally not. No.
Did you say, oh, I'm wrong?
No, Brett Moan has completed it twice.
Oh, don't worry, that was a distraction.
Yes. Please. Also, do you know who's also completed it twice? In fact, three times, is Jared Campbell, absolute legend of Barclay. He is also now out on his fifth loop. We have two... Sorry, I lie.
No, you made a mistake, Roger. Will you please let yourself off the hook? Anyone can do that.
I forgot. So, we have not one previous finisher out on their fifth loop, not two previous finishers out on their fifth loop. No, sorry, we do. Sorry, we also have Greg Hamilton, who has done four loops before. I thought for a second he'd done a fifth, but no, he hasn't.
So the third of the five that are out there includes Greg Hamilton.
Greg is only, his previous best was four loops.
Oh, yes.
Okay, so, sorry, misspoke. So we've got John Kelly, previous finisher. Knows the terrain, grew up there, multiple finisher. He's going counterclockwise. Now, the loop can be obviously travelled clockwise and counterclockwise. The first four loops, everybody goes in the same direction on the same loop. So on loop three, everybody goes counterclockwise or clockwise. For the final loop, the runners are set off in alternate directions. Clockwise is understood to be the easier of the two options. So John Kelly is going for his third finish, counterclockwise. If there was ever a man I think could do this counterclockwise, it's John Kelly. So I've high hopes of a finisher and that John will do it. Greg, I can't tell whether he is going clockwise or anti-clockwise, but he is also out. His previous best finish is a fourth loop finish. So for him, it would be monumental if he comes in. So we're all hoping beyond hope that he makes it. Damien Hall is also out on his fifth loop. Damien Hall is also a bit of a legend in the ultra running world. He has previously finished four loops twice. Last year, he came into camp despondent because he couldn't find one of the books. And one of the books had been picked up and taken away by a well-meaning member of the public. It was returned and put back in its place. Now, that's the story I gather. There's a little bit of confusion as to the story around what happened there. In my mind, I haven't got the full picture. But anyway, he had some drama last year. So for him, finishing this year would be just magnificent. So we're all rooting we're rooting for all of them. Damien Hall is on his, and I don't know.
Actually, could you just go back and tell us what country these people are
Damien
from?
Hall,
I know that John Kelly's from Tennessee in the United States? Just quickly, who are the other? Greg, where are the others from?
Greg Hamilton, I believe, is a New Zealander. Damien Hall, I know to be from the UK. Jared Campbell, I know to be from the US. Leaving, possibly this year's greatest story. So I said previously, no woman, no lady has ever finished the Barclay Marathons. The organizer of the Barclay Marathons is on record as saying, no woman ever will finish Barclay. It's too difficult. A woman couldn't possibly finish Barclay Marathons.
Was that a challenge, or do you think he really adopted that stance, and was he really putting it up to women by saying that?
He was being cheeky. He did not mean it. Ultra running is a sport in which the differences, the physical differences, if you like, between men and women actually narrow dramatically and in some cases completely vanish. Courtney DeWalter, total legend of the sport, has won races that men have also participated in. Jasmine Paris, the lady who is now out on the fifth loop.
Where's she from?
She's also from the UK. Now, there's a slight twist here, which I'll talk about in a minute. But so she's from the UK. She did a race called the Spine Race, which is up the Pennine Way, which is held in the middle of winter. It's absolutely horrible. It's a vicious, totally spiteful, awful thing to be doing. And she did it, and at every stop, she was expressing milk for her newborn baby. Not only did she do it, I think she won it, and she did it in a record time. Lazarus Lake, or whose real name is Gary Cantrell, fully well knows that it is utterly within the scope of a woman to do Barclay Marathons. And this year we're in total meltdown, total nerves. I don't know, I'm going to get a lick of work done today, even though nothing's going to be made announced for 14 hours. If Jasmine does do it.
You mean the end of the first person?
The first lady
will take
the first lady. We could see the first female finisher of the Barclay Marathons today.
But what I mean to say is the race doesn't end for another 14 hours.
Yeah, it's going to take about they've been running for a little while already. So let me just, it's probably more like 11, 12 hours.
Okay, but it's about 10 o'clock tonight.
Yeah, and we're going to see some tight finishes.
Okay.
Last year, a Belgian man called Karel Sabbe finished with less than 5 minutes to go. I mean, he melted the hashtag BM100, which is the Barclay hashtag. And as far as I gather, he brought Belgium to a standstill, because the nerves, and also the only information was this Twitter feed. The only knowledge we had of how he was doing was this Twitter feed, and the tweet finally came that he became the 17th finisher in the whole history of the Barclays, and since 1995 just over 1,000 people have participated. Only 17 have actually finished. So where are we at the moment? We've got Jasmine Paris, the first possible female finisher.
Let me ask you a pointed question to which I know almost know the answer. Can you describe, how tall is Jasmine Paris, please? This seems to be something that people are commenting on, and there is a hashtag.
Yes.
Please tell us, what's the hashtag, and how tall is she?
I have no idea how tall she is. Also, she might be a giant, because these hashtags are comical. Right. Her hashtag is small European woman. Now, I need to explain about these hashtags. The man who tweets about the race, and that is really the only feed that gives us information, is Keith Dunn. And previous years, Keith Dunn would tweet the names of the runners. So Jasmine Paris has passed the Fire Tower. Jasmine Paris is at Ratjaw. Jasmine Paris has completed loop two in 23 hours and whatever. Anyway, last year, to the consternation, and I would say dissatisfaction to a large group of people, he stopped doing that for the first two loops. Instead, using very cryptic hashtags. I loved this because it gave us followers yet another thing to, who could this possibly be? And I'll give you a couple from this year. This year, a Dutch runner, and forgive me, I forget his name, but he was described as man wearing very daring shorts.
There's a hashtag called man wearing very daring shorts. Right.
Another one was man with awesome glasses. Now, after two loops were completed, the real names were revealed. But it's just a joy to see people. We're trying to figure out who's running anyway. Then we're trying to figure out which runner is being described. Now, it doesn't help when you get descriptions like man in black one and man in black two. Jasmine's last year, Jasmine was given the hashtag or the nickname small European woman. So that's carried over this year. Now, to some consternation, I see this as a term of endearment. I see it also as her Barclay name. This is her Barclay name. Unfortunately, there are people who don't see it that way and are seeing it as disrespecting her somehow, that we're not calling her by her real name. And I'll just leave that there for the moment.
Does she herself tweet at any time using that name?
I doubt it. Certainly she's not tweeting at the moment. She's got bigger fish to fry at the minute. But look...
By the way, I've seen a photograph of her.
Have you?
Well, unless I was tricked, I have seen a photograph of her.
I've seen it, yes. So there's some photographs of her in camp, photographs of her coming into camp, I think off loop three, looking very strong off loop three. So Jasmine Paris is on the cusp of, I can't even say greatness, because within the sport she's already, you know, a person. I can only, and part of me hopes and part of me doesn't, because I don't know whether she would want the attention, but part of me hopes that she gets... That the UK, just like last year when Carol Saba where is Carl? We didn't know where he was. This was getting so close. It was very tense. Keith Dunn was doing his very dry tweets that the Barclay Marathon will finish in 20 minutes and runners had 20 minutes to get in. Barclay Marathons will finish in 10 minutes. The remaining runner has 10 minutes. And we're all doing it. I mean, we're beside ourselves with tension. Belgium grinds to a halt. And then the tweet came through, Carl Saba completed the Barclay Marathon. It's the 17th finish of the Barclay Marathons in a time of now. Everybody just went completely bonkers. Part of me hopes that the UK, and last night, hashtag small European woman was trending in the UK, that her amazing performance gets that attention. Part of me also wonders, well, which would she really want that?
Do you think there's any chance that Rishi Sunak is tuned in today to or that King Charles is tuning in? And is there any chance that if Jasmine were to finish that she might be on the New Year's honours list next January or whenever it is?
Is Rishi Sunak, he's a politician. The politician jump on any bandwagon, so we'll set him aside. Maybe he's a gifted runner himself. Maybe he's passionately been following Barclay for years. Maybe I'm doing him a disservice. Prince Charles, King Charles, I don't know. Should she, in my opinion, be on the New Year's honours list or any honours? Absolutely. Oh my goodness. Definitely. Ultra runners tend to slip under the radar, really, when you think about it. Now, I don't know, maybe she already has been honoured, but if she hasn't, she should have been. Somebody like Nikki Spinks, magnificent lady, a huge person in the ultra running. Animal rights activist. So if somebody like that hasn't yet been honoured, it would be a shame. I don't know that she hasn't, but I don't know that she has. Off the back of this, if Jasmine Paris completes the Barclay, really she should be honoured for all her achievements, not just this one, were she to complete it.
I think we're coming to the end of the interview, Roger. So perhaps you could wrap up, and I have one final question which I'll pose at the end.
Okay. So the wrap up is, we will get finishes, in my opinion, this year in the Barclay Marathon. I hope all five of them who are on the course at the moment finish for various reasons. I hope above all that the three people who have not ever completed Barclay finish. If John Kelly doesn't finish and Jarrod Campbell don't finish, look, they respectively got two and three finishes between them. But it would be magnificent for Greg Hamilton, for Damien Hall, and for Jasmine Paris to finish. And I suppose if we're being selfish, if there's one person we want to finish this year, let it be Jasmine, please.
That's Roger's International Women's Day communication. The last question, it's a bit pointed now. This recording and the previous recording in the series, this is the second recording in the series, to whom would you most like me to send those two recordings? The people who are in my network, shall we say, who I know will listen to any piece of audio that I put up, are minuscule, but to whom would you like, as you know, this can be attached to a tweet, but the person you may want it sent to may even live in Glanmire. But I just, and you can of course refuse to answer this question.
I'm struggling to figure out who you're talking about who may live in Glanmire.
No, I'm saying that the person that you might most might be, for example, Owen O'Leary, who has been recently heard to have started visiting a gym. And of course, maybe you go from the gym
to running Barclay,
or at least starting Barclay. But anyway, if there isn't anybody in particular you'd like, I'll probably send it to, you know, Keith Dunn, you know, in the desperate wish, and I'll put the relevant hashtags on, in the hope that nerds might decide, well, this is a bit of audio. We're only used to text.
Text and video, correct. We've never had conversations in a cafe about the Barclay Marathons as they're being run.
And you would know because you follow the hashtags. Yeah, okay, is there anybody, let's say?
No, there isn't really.
Okay, is there anybody to whom you wouldn't want me to send this audio to?
There's nobody, okay. There's nobody who should not know about the magnificent people who are running this.
I'm a member of Toastmasters, Roger. By way of information, I'm a member of Toastmasters International. Last night I competed in a speech contest in Cork, and one of the contestants, when interviewed, described himself as an ultra runner, just to let you know. If he has a Twitter handle, which I doubt, if he is available on social media, I will send him. And by the way, his speech was judged to be better than mine.
Update. We have a sixth runner on the fifth loop. Now, in my opinion, that's a big ask in the time they've got left. That is a huge ask. But Sebastian Rayshon, who I think is Swiss, but forgive me if I'm wrong, has started loop five. Oh my goodness, he started loop five 3 minutes before the cutoff. There are seven runners. Oh, I've missed one. That means while we've been talking, another runner has gone out. Who are we missing? Paul, there are seven people. Oh, of course. Ihor Veris. Oh my goodness, Ihor Veris was the first one out. A Ukrainian man living in Canada. He was the first man out, first runner out on the fifth loop. He has also never completed. So we have five runners now out on the loop who've never completed a Barclay.
And one of them is from Ukraine. I love that. I wonder if he is the one with the remarkable shorts, which might be...
No, that was a Dutchman.
Okay. Oh, now look, we must finish this. Your last word or two.
Terrible. Well, I'm going to apologize to Ihor, of course, Ihor Veris, that I forgot to mention him in my enthusiastic build-up of what the fifth loop contained and who was on the fifth loop. I forgot the first person who was actually out on the fifth loop this year.
You mean the leader of the pack?
Well, there's another thing, Paul. We have a race this year, an actual race. Usually that doesn't happen either. Usually there isn't a race to be the first one to complete it. So you could say we've actually got a race this year.
Okay, at that point, in the interest of me talking to Roger about a different topic altogether and not recording the conversation, Roger, thank you very much, Roger, overall, for this. You may be one of the very few people in Ireland who is an enthusiastic follower of the Barclay Marathons and has been known to send tweets in his own name about the race this year. And I did like one of his tweets, and I did reply a very brief thing. And enough about me. Thank you very much, Roger, overall. And I will now switch to chatting to you about, I don't know what, football. Last week it was rugby. There is no cricket worth talking about at the moment. And back to you, listeners.